She has a voice that seems to be able to do anything in any style. She speaks with an unearthly energy, and she enters and leaves a room with a zephyr wind of mystery. But if there's one thing fans of singer-songwriter Melody Gardot know about her, it's how she invented herself as a performer after a near-fatal bicycle accident at the age of 19.
Well, I'm buckled up inside. Miracle that I'm alive. Do not think I can survive on bread and wine alone.
Gardot's pelvis was shattered. She had head and spinal injuries and was told she might never walk again. It was a dark place. Music not only rescued her from that place, but also propelled her to be an international vocal star.
Lisboa, from Alfama's arms to Liberdade.
Crooning about Portugal on her album The Absence, not bad for a girl who grew up in Philly. Now onto her fourth album, called Currency of Man. It's about what she has seen in her travels, especially in the United States. Years after her accident, she still speaks like someone who has cheated death and will have things her own way or not at all.
I'm not a trained singer. I know no borders or boundaries or techniques. I think my favorite singers are storytellers, people like Joni Mitchell, Johnny Cash, just because you can hear history in their voices. And I think When you're having the opportunity to get in front of a microphone and to express something, emotions, and depending how strong they are, can change the wavelength of your vocal so you can have a different color, a different tone, a different furious nature, or something more delicate too.
And if you like stories, you love the Brazilians, and you've been really successful in that style vocally.
We made our last record with a producer named Heitor Pereira, and he's a Brazilian-born American living in L.A., and that was wonderful, too, because I do love Brazilian music. I got to work with incredible musicians, and I still am doing little projects here and there. I think the writing heartbeat for me is most strong down in Brazil because it's all about poetry. The music is very poetic, and the songs are put to poetry, not the reverse, but... Now the record I'm doing is it's a step away from that. It's not the Brazilian music.
It's the hard poetry of America.
Yeah,
and
in a way.
It struggles. And in some of those songs, I hear some Dolly Parton.
Really?
Even just the depth, the sort of intensity of that voice. And again, she's a storyteller.
My boobs are a little bigger.
Oh, now stop.
I'm just saying. No, I mean, yeah, she's great. She's really great. This album is something that I am very excited to be able to do live because we always do something different when we get to the stage. It's going to be a beautiful exploration, but it was the first time I sat down and wanted to put a book of things together that were speaking about what I was looking at, not just about what was happening to me, but what I was seeing. And I had gone away from the U.S. for a while because of work, because I'm touring and I'm writing, and I think I was a little bit shocked by what had changed. Being from Philly and also having visited L.A., my perspective on L.A. is a little bit less, but I did see so many changes from the neighborhoods I had been in and changes in the people and changes in the mindset. And I guess also because I had traveled so much, I can see in other cultures the way human beings relate to one another. And when I came to L.A., it felt a little bit cold and concrete and like we were forgetting our neighbors. And that was kind of hard to see, you know.
Well, there's lots of neighborliness in Philadelphia, but there's also a lot of divisions in Philly. There's a lot of the racial story in America in Philly.
Yeah, you have to run one block and walk two blocks. And when I was living there, my friends would get mugged on the way to my house. I'd watch people get killed by flybys, you know. Yeah, in the city that happens. And that happens because you have so many people so close together and you have different things that are going on, whether it's drug-related or race-related or robbery or theft and things, you know. When people are going through hard times, they tend to make bad decisions. So when you have a community of people who are struggling, you know, and people aren't finding a way to really get what they need, How can you condemn a hungry man for stealing a loaf of bread? I mean, these are normal things that tend to happen. But it's not, the record's not focusing only on those issues. It's just taking a look around at the world, not just the United States, but partially there, to see what's going on and how it's surprising to me and probably pretty surprising to other people too.
With a very gospel and rock and roll sensibility in parts of this record.
Playing the electric guitar on record for the first time. That was so much fun. And it fit the attitude, you know, because I had this great old magnetone. And I have a Gibson Birdland that I love. I've had it for about 6 years. This was the first time I had the time and the encouragement and, like, the trust to sit down with, you know, a glass of tequila at 11 o'clock at night and just spend an hour and a half jamming like one of those kids in Guitar Center, you know, in front of an amplifier. And it was really kind of fun because I was really interested in the sound, like what kind of sound you can get from whether it's feedback or the tonality or kind of ripping a full tone over top the guitar to see what that does, what it makes you feel. Like when you have a lyric that's very strong and it's kind of aggressive, you might want to surround that by a sound that touches that. So it's not even note-based. It was just trying to get a texture, sonic texture that way. Preacher man, gon' tell me where his body lies. Sit it down by the living heart child. Left him there to die.
Tell me about the song Preacher Man. What's the story? Why did you go there?
This song has an amazing story. And, well, I started from the beginning. I had been on tour with my band. And one day we were talking about all of what was going on with Trayvon. Because when we were on tour 2 years ago or so, he had been shot. So we started talking about the civil rights movement. And my drummer started to speak to me about this story of Emmett Till. And I'm so tired of seeing every good man gone. You can't help but feel the reality of that situation, and I think about it. And the point of the song, in the end, it has a very simple lyric. It's a recount of the history in a poetic way, so it's very hard to tell a life story in 3 minutes, you know, but it takes the poetry of what happened in that instant and it puts it down on paper. So it's the perspective of his mother, his grandmother, and the feeling there. And I think of my mother, and I think of Emmett as kind of everyone's son, you know, because you can relate to that. Anybody who has children would know the feeling of, like, profound sadness to think that your child's going to leave the planet before you do. It doesn't seem to make sense, especially for a hate crime. But it got me thinking that maybe if people remembered that story, it would just put a kind of a consciousness out there that would open the window of the mind enough just to crack the door. So maybe you would think twice before you continue to behave the way you've been taught to be cruel to someone because of something like that and because of skin. So, bon, that's the thing. It's a little bit heavy, but the message in the chorus is, I believe in a world where we all belong, and I'm so tired of seeing every good man gone.
Melody Gardot, thanks so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Melody Gardot is a singer, songwriter, and musician. Her fourth album, Currency of Man, is out on June 2nd.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.